This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden is in Brussels for the NATO summit. He'll consult with European allies on how to counter provocative actions by China and Russia. On Sunday, following the G7 summit in Britain, the president said he agrees with Russian President Vladimir Putin that the relationship between the U.S. and Russia is at a low point.
I think he's right, it's a low point. And it depends on how he responds to acting consistent with international norms, which in many cases he has not.
At the NATO summit, the president will underscore the U.S. commitment to NATO allies. He says he sees NATO as vital to maintaining American security. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO wants to set aside the divisions of the Trump era. For the first time in 12 years, Israelis have a new prime minister. Naftali Bennett booted Benjamin Netanyahu with the backing of parliament. Here's our Julie Walker.
Bennett won by a narrow majority, and Yohanan Plesner, president of the Israel Democracy Institute, says his government has a difficult path ahead.
In this respect, it will be challenging to keep it together. At the same time, the bar for performance is quite low.
He says it needs to pass a budget and make reasonable and competent nominations, which will already be considered a success given the past 2.5 years. Plesner says Netanyahu, remaining head of the Likud party, continues to cast a shadow.
8 people were injured Sunday night at a mud racing event in Texas after a vehicle careened off the track and plowed into a crowd of spectators, according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Department. 3 people are in critical condition. The Supreme Court could say today whether it will hear an appeal claiming that Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants. The U.S. has now lost almost 600,000 people to COVID. At the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night, a Pekingese named Wasabi won Best in Show. This is AP News. A veteran character actor has died. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature!
So it was his scene in the 1972 movie Deliverance as a camper who gets brutalized by a group of thugs that many will remember Ned Beatty for. It was this speech in Network that earned him his one and only Oscar nomination.
And I won't have it!
The veteran character actor has died. His manager says Beatty died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles yesterday. He was 83 years old.
Hey, Otis.
Just getting the Daily Planet here.
Beatty was also memorable as Otis, the witless henchman of Lex Luthor in the first 2 Superman movies that starred Christopher Reeves. Beatty also appeared in All the President's Men, The Big Easy, and more recently as the warden in the Denzel Washington movie He Got Game. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.